Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm here with the energy update for 2025. So let's get into it. Okay, guys. So first of all, thank you to everyone that reached out to me during the California fires. That was really, really sweet and lovely, and my family and I are safe. So thank you so much. All right, guys, let's get into it. So we are truly in the middle of a great shift, and I will be with you this whole way because it's going to be a bumpy ride. So we are entering in numerology what we call a 9-year, which is a completion year in the universal, okay? So this is a time of things to be completed. So this year and next year will be the greatest shifts of our lifetime. And after that, the momentum is going to pick up really, really fast. So right now we need to be patient. But trust me, guys, it's coming. Like 2026 is the year of new beginnings. So you just got to hang tight, okay? So no matter what it looks like right now, I'm super confident that this is actually the highest and quickest path to the new earth. And what the new earth means is higher vibrational, more harmony, more peace, more solutions. So when I say that, that's what I'm talking about. If you read my other updates, you know I'm talking about the great split that's happening. And this is sort of the pinnacle of this time, all right? So we're in what tarot readers call the tower moment. You know, this is the time of the crumbling of the old so the new can be rebuilt. Now, this is going to happen not only in the US, on the world stage, but for you as an individual in areas of your life that need to go. We have been talking about this, and those of us that have been doing the work for all these years will have a much easier time than those who have not. Okay, it doesn't make it better. I'm just telling you that's what I'm getting. So we're being called to really know what we know, which is that we are in control of what we create for ourselves and what we can focus on. So we must choose love. We must choose knowing that our power is in the source energy that we really are. We must not go into despair and victim energy. This is a time to sort of bond together, and we get to tell the universe who we really are. You know, I tell this to people all the time. Sometimes we have to know who we're not to know who we really are, and that means as a country as well. All right. And all we can do is cast our own energetic vote. And that's what we need to see as how powerful love is. So as I stated in last month's update, there would be chaos, upheavals, and an explosive and dramatic event. Obviously, I didn't think fires, but there it was. Okay. So many of us are having these feelings on a personal level. And I just want to keep saying, you guys, that everything that's happening is pushing us to change. And anything you need to push you personally into change is going to be happening in your own world. So watch your triggers, watch your reactions, because that's going to lead you to the personal work that you need to do this year. All right. So it feels so much to me like collective grieving and a call inward for a lot of people. So when we get called inward, we're asking to reassess our priorities, reassess what's really important to us. And then you have the presidential inauguration, which brought a lot of fear, disappointment, grief, just like the fires. So here we are coming in with this energy. All right. So it seems, you know, unbelievable that some of our leaders would let this happen. I'm having this wounding come up for people. And it's, you know, that why did somebody come save me? You know, that kind of energy. And the truth is because we need to know we are the power, and we're forced to choose that our safety and our power is up to us, not anybody else. And this is the real transition that will force us, because for me personally, if Kamala had won, I would have been more relaxed and chill. And I definitely feel a motivation to really focus on myself. And you're going to see bonds of love, connection, support, community grow stronger as a result of these events. Guys, we're going to rise like a phoenix from the ashes. Like I kept seeing it as the old burns away, the new can be rebuilt with a stronger foundation. So be kind and be gentle to yourself. And I'm hearing rest, 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 because we are in for a bumpy ride. We are in massive transitions in our physical body, in our spiritual body. So you're going to be tired, guys. You're going to have headaches. You're going to be getting sick. I never get sick. I have been sick through this all, like, since December. So there is absolutely shifting happening on a cellular level. Okay. So just really listen to your body around food, around what you need. Rest more, rest more, rest more. I just cannot say that enough. Okay. We are entering the next stage of awakening. So I'm seeing like another wave of awakening coming. So the death of outdated sort of lower vibrational identities are going to lead to massive awakenings. So people will see the truth when it's their time. You cannot hide from the truth. And they are showing me a sort of 2-year process of this, okay? So again, focus on yourself and your own life. Where are you not moving forward where you say you want to move forward? What are you keep holding on to that's not working for you? You know, the world is going to keep reflecting this back to you, okay? So what is truly operating from love, guys, and what will flourish, will blossom, will manifest really quickly. It's going to be really amazing if you're in that energy. And if you're in ill will, if you're a negative intent, it's going to start crumbling. And that's what I'm seeing over the next 2 years. So define, whenever you look outside of you guys, define what you're feeling, and whether it's you're out of control or grief or fear, and look at your relationship with that emotion. You know, this is, you know, our time to level up. And I was called to put in this Tony Robbins quote, which is, change happens when the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. And basically, we cannot let this energy stay anymore. We need to change. And it's going to be uncomfortable. And they just keep showing me it's going to be uncomfortable. Different levels of discomfort, depending on who you are, where you are on your journey, etc. So as always, guys, it is my intention to bring in the highest perspective, to bring in something that would be helpful and empowering for all. So these are my predictions for 2025. Take what works throughout the rest. Could be wrong. This is the current trajectory as I am feeling it. And I did check this several times. So here we go. Number one, welcome to the revolution. Guys, we are coming out of a fog of narcissistic structures. That's the way they showed it to me. Powerlessness and fear is what is causing this collective sort of manifestation. And it's our work to empower ourselves one by one in order to shift this new energy. Okay. So, because what's happening is everything that we see in front of us is a collective manifestation. If we're seeing it, it's in our pie. If, as Abraham would say, like, I don't know if those of you that listened to early Abraham, she would be like, why is there Tabasco in my pie? I wanted a blueberry pie. We put it there. Okay. So, but we can take it out. So really taking personal responsibility for what you're putting in your pie energetically. So guys, I got this so strong and I got to tell you, I was reluctant to share, but this is happening because Trump winning is actually the quickest way to the awakening. Kamala would have been the slower way. It seems like the faster way, it seems like evidence of progress, of having a beautiful, powerful, strong woman of color as our representative. I would have been so proud of our country. That's what felt like it was actually progress, but he is actually the quickest way to the progress. Because like I said, when you know clearly who you're not, you know more clearly who you are. And this is what I would call a defining moment in US history. And we are a part of it, guys. So I'm getting that although it feels like the worst possible outcome is playing out, it's actually the quickest path to our higher timeline. So we're moving out of toxic male energy that has been dominant for centuries into the divine feminine era. So this is why so many psychics, intuitives, and everyone was like, it's done. Like, Trump's over. Harris is going to win. Like, there's a sort of an ending energy to him. Like, I'm not feeling that. Like, this new divine feminine energy is here and she's a representation. But that's all she was a representation. But you cannot stop the momentum now, you guys. The divine feminine energy is coming. We can't pull it back. There's no give backs at this point. It's happening. So it's just a matter of watching it unfold. I will say with complete confidence that when I tell you since last year, I've just felt a dwindling of Trump's energy. And I just do not see him doing a full 4-year term. It's not happening. Like, there's just no way. I'm very clear about it. The momentum of the revolution and new energy is just too strong. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't feel a physical death. I feel more of an energetic death, but I'm seeing around 2 years. So try to distance yourself during this difficult time. You know, unless you're somebody that is political, that's called to help, that wants to get in there and take action, please do that. Do whatever is right for you in terms of your personal vibration. For me personally, I like helping people on individual levels. So it's really important for me to keep my energy at peace. Okay. So I, like I said in January, like, I'm watching a terrible reality show. I'm going to watch that shit play out. I know the good guys are going to win in the end, and I'm just going to watch it and stand back here. That's what's right for me. That's what I encourage for many of you. Okay. Number three, I do see Trump's health declining. I already see it in a decline right now, to be honest with you. And again, I see an energetic death, not a physical one, but it's almost like it's already done, guys. Like, I just can't explain it. We just need to watch the process. They showed me a house burning from the inside out. And what I want to say about that is, as the fire's here, my husband had a retired fireman come to our house and assess our house. And one of the things that my husband told me, he said, and when he said it, it like literally hit me like a ton of bricks. He says, most people don't know that houses don't burn from the outside in, they burn from the inside out. And because embers get inside the vents and they burn what's inside. And then that's what burns up the house. And so anyway, we're getting special vents. But that said, I was like, oh, I mean, I got such a hit of like, that's what's going down when you're watching, you know, who's in this cabinet and all of this, it's going to get burned from the inside out. You don't need to go burn it down. Okay. So from February to March, I'm feeling massive intensity. I feel like it's going to be scary if you are consuming news media. So I encourage you to unplug and go within for the next 2 months. Okay. I do feel like Trump's going to pull out all the stops. I feel like it doesn't have full substance, but it's going to look really bad. Okay. This is the way they're showing me. Like, it's going to look worse than it is, but it's going to look bad. Okay. There's going to be many fear tactics and scary shit's going to happen, guys. I'm going to be real with you. And I'm feeling like he's going to, you know, example, like with deportations, like it's going to get ugly. It's going to get bad. But I get the sense that it's going to get blocked at a certain point. Like, it's not going to go over the edge. They keep showing me him pushing the envelope and then being blocked. Okay. So I don't know exactly what that means, but that's what they kept showing me. Okay. So it feels like as the year proceeds, that his perceived power as the president will sort of begin to dwindle. And like, it's all a facade anyway, but you're going to start to like feel that and see that. So we cannot rely on the outside world and evidence to dictate how we feel right now, because they're showing me here that there's going to be so much going on behind the scenes that we're not going to know. So we have to rely on the way we feel. Okay. So remember that everything we're perceiving, once it's manifested, it's old news. So they gave me this so loud, guys, do not be deceived by the illusions of our world. Okay. Do not be deceived. There is much deception. So we're really called to see through the deceptions and the deceit and really feel for the truth. Do not believe everything you hear. Do not believe, you know, there, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Don't believe any of that stuff, because they're just showing me nothing's going to go as planned. This is going to be an unprecedented time, guys. The old energy is over. We just need to watch it play out. And this is the finale of sort of false power, and we must align with the highest truth in order to be powerfully on our own journey. Okay, number five, the veil is thinning and there will be mass expansion in intuition and psychic gifts. You're not crazy, okay? I'm just telling people, I've had so many people going, what is this happening to me? What is this happening to me? I'm feeling this alien, people are coming, guides are coming in. People are channeling. I did my first trans channel that I had never done before. Many higher vibrational guides are with us, guys. Loved ones that have passed over, angels, extraterrestrials. I'm just telling you, we are flooded right now, yo. So if you are seeing some weird shit, if you're feeling some weird stuff, you are not crazy. The veil is thinning. It's super exciting, because what this means is that people that are asleep and don't even know what we know, Their veil is thinning too, which means their soul is going to be a little bit louder. That inner voice is going to be a little bit louder than it normally is. And that is why there's going to be, this leads me to number six, that all beliefs based in lies will reveal themselves. Many of this is going to be in the latter part of the year. There'll be like small things before that, but they're showing the latter part of the year and really exploding in 2026. But many exposures of truths throughout the year, mostly, like I said, in the second half. I see power structures collapsing in areas of politics, religion, again, that's not based in love, economics, celebrity is going to be a big one, guys, because who you truly are is being exposed this year. And if you are love, that's going to get exposed too. If you're good, if you're in for unity and harmony, that's going to be what's running your life. So it's super exciting. But you're going to see people getting even exposed to their own lies, to their own things they've told themselves. And so I think that that's what leads to it. That's what the awakening is. Okay. Number seven, we will see ET ships and sightings. They're going to be undeniable around the world in the US. They're going to come in slow, like I said, in the beginning of the year. By next 2026, guys, we're coming in hot, okay? There's nothing to fear. Hold peace. They just keep telling me to tell you guys, these are higher dimensional beings. They're not here to harm Earth. They're here to aid us in our ascension, guys, okay? So I'm going to keep telling you that, those of you, because I've never been an alien person. But again, the veil is thinning. It's coming in hot. All right. Number eight, I do see the Dems coming in strong in midterms and positive movement for it during that time in terms of the physical world. I see them now behind the scenes going like, where did we screw up? What do we got to fix? So I think that's a good thing. It feels like they're trying to solve problems. Okay. Number nine, lots of false narratives. Guys, when I tell you, you're going to get bombarded. You really are being forced to use your own personal discernment. There's going to be a lot of false narratives, so you have to build your own inner compass. This is not the end. I'm going to keep reminding you. This is the final chapter of own energy, so we have to watch it play out, but we are the power. Remember, you're the power, not out there. So when we truly align with love, we'll see that evidence. We're going to really start seeing evidence in your own personal world. So focus on what you truly want to align with and do not let yourself be distracted by the outside influences. Guys, I heard this so, and it was so beautiful. It gave me chills. Love is the only thing that can break you from the illusion. Love is the only thing that can break you from the illusion. And your heart will guide you, guys. Your truth will guide you. And I'm excited because I think so many people are going to really open to their intuition this year, which has like literally been my purpose since I started doing this, is waking people up to their own inner guidance. All right, number 10. Something big is going to be revealed around the August-September time. It feels like a large unifying event. Now, I don't want to say it's like a pandemic, but it feels big like that. But it will be a disruptive worldwide event. Now, I don't know what this is, to be honest with you guys. What I don't feel afraid of it, I'll tell you that. But I do feel like we've all been lied to. It's kind of like something big that we were all lied to about, but it feels like unifying in a weird way. So take with that what you will. Would love to hear your thoughts on what you think that could be. Number 11, we will begin to see evidence of like old energy coming to an end piece by piece. They're showing me like little chess pieces. So any person with lower vibrational intentions will not succeed in the years to come. So this is why it's so important for us to hold the light and love in our hearts, okay? Number 12, I see MAGAs getting pissed, okay? So many have learned to ignore their intuition and deceive themselves, and this will continue to shift as we talked about. So as we move into this awakening, I'm seeing a lot of people that have been on one side being sort of forced to come to terms with some things and then take a little more personal responsibility. You know, they're not immune. No one's immune to this awakening, okay? So I feel like more people are going to come online and begin to wake up to the fact that they were manipulated. So I am seeing some anger and some pushback from not everyone in that community, but some of that community. And that is where I could see a possible assassination attempt on Trump, but I feel like it would be from a MAGA, like an angry MAGA. That's what I'm getting. Number 13, justice is coming, guys. It's not going to look like you want it to look, but it is coming. I do see a major like money grab from the billionaires getting exposed with like a massive fail around there. So like they just keep showing like the oligarchy is going to fall. Like, don't worry about it because there's so much fear, guys, that I'm hearing. So they gave me that. And last but not least, powerful manifestation year for those of you on individual levels that are on this journey. Many solutions in your own life, the ability to thrive in your own personal life is major this year, guys. So this is why it's even more important to focus on yourself. So in conclusion, to wrap it up, what feels like the destruction is only a preload to creation. Old systems of fear, control seem like they're reaching their peak when actually their foundations are breaking, okay? And we are being asked to trust this cycle of transformation. So hold the vision, release doubt, even if there's no evidence yet, guys. That's what's really hard is when you look out there and you don't see what you're feeling. And this is what's been happening to me because I've felt like he's done, it's over. And I feel it, guys. I can't unfeel that, but I'm not seeing evidence yet. And they just keep telling me, trust the process, trust yourself, okay? Because we must wake up fully to who we really are. And sometimes we need to be completely broken down to find where our true power is inside of us. So those that are holding on to old toxic energies of fear, greed, false power, control, I promise you that the times ahead are going to be very tough for them. And the morning of the day after the election, and while I was doing this update, I heard again the song, "The Times Are Changing." And when I tuned in, it was this particular verse. "The line is drawn, the curse is cast, the slow one now will later be fast. As the present now will later be past, the order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last, for the times they are changing." I mean, goosebumps, guys, like so on point. Lastly, a gentle reminder, guys, it's all attraction. And we all chose to be alive now for a reason. We know more clearly than ever what we don't want. So find your tribe, come together with all to create peace. Release fear, open to love, come together in unity. That is the energy we want to call upon right now. And I will keep reminding you that what you focus on, you give energy to. So I'm inviting you, turn off your TVs, social media, seek yourself, be in nature, connect with ones you love, human or furry ones. You know, these avenues have kept us all looking outward instead of inward. And as the veil is thinning, each of you can awaken to your own intuition, psychic abilities, and your true power right now. There is beauty all around us. Look for where love is, not where it's not. Stay fluid, stay present, stay curious. Ask to be shown the light and all the solutions that are available to us right now, guys. And I would set the intention for all to thrive on Earth, all the people, all the animals, all the plants, all of Mother Gaia to rise into the light of love and peace now. And so it is. We got this, guys. Stand proud and strong in your truth and authenticity, and we will get through this together. Be the light, be the truth, be love. We are here for a reason, and we're going to thrive through this process.